What up? Welcome back to the Crown of Stitch podcast, the official fitted hats podcast that you need in your life. My name's Nick. I'm with my guy Keith today to talk about some fitted, some new pickups, some kicks and fits, and just go through some of the new releases. But before we get into all that, what's good, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. Back-to-back weeks. We're back in the saddle and ready to rock and roll again.
Yeah, man. Feels good. I was posting on Instagram today. Follow us at Crown and Stitch over on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, all at Crown and Stitch everywhere, basically. But yeah, it was good to like log back into the account and like feel like I was, you know, doing something today. So yep. Looking forward to keeping it moving. It's actually pretty crazy. Like I was looking at like downloads for the podcast and I don't really pay attention to that stuff much, you know, normally. Because I'm just like, look, I want to do this. So let's just not even think about that kind of stuff. But I was looking at it and like, yo, we came out of the gates pretty hot. Like we had like a lot of people listening to the pod the first few months, 3-4 months that we were doing it. So hopefully we can keep the consistency and get back up to those like early days numbers and, you know, do some cool shit, man. I don't want to give away too much, but what you and I and Dexter were talking about on the last episode before we recorded and after we recorded, I'm pretty excited about all this stuff, man. I think we got a lot of cool stuff in the works. So
yeah, no, we definitely do. And, you know, there was actually someone that hit me up on IG, this dude named Zach. And, you know, not that I didn't want to start doing the podcast again, but it kind of gave me, you know, like the little kick in the ass that I needed, you know, reached out, said that he really liked the show and you know, been chopping it up with him. He's a really cool dude. But, you know, it's always good to hear feedback from people and hear the support, even, you know, people in the Discord too, just kind of reaching out saying like, hey, you know, when you guys can start recording again. So yeah, it definitely helps and keeps you a little bit more motivated when you have people reaching out to support. And so definitely appreciate all the love from everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree. Could not agree more. It's one of those things where like, you know, it's crazy to think like if we have, you know, 300 people listen to the show or watch the show, like when we compare that to like the rest of the internet, we think that's not a lot. But like, when am I or you actually going to sit and talk in front of 200 or 300 people? Like
never,
right? Never. So it's such a crazy thing, but like, it is really, man, it's like super helpful when people are like, you know, checking in and seeing how we're doing and asking about the show and sharing the show and supporting the show and like just like, you know, sharing their thoughts after they hear us talk. You know, I think that's such a huge piece to it, because like really, you know, we got a great group of people in the Discord and that community has been like, I think like we were neglecting those channels, the Fitteds channels, you know, in the Discord for a while there. Just because we all needed to like take a little break and, you know, deal with life stuff. And, you know, you and I both moved and Dexter moved, you know, kind of right at the beginning of all that too. So, yeah, it's so good though. Like, I'm so appreciative of everybody that does reach out and, you know, checks in, gives us words of encouragement, because sometimes it feels like we're definitely like just screaming into the void, you know, talking about hats and nobody's really paying attention. And, I think, you know, for us, like, I don't want to speak for Keith, but like we all talk about it regularly. You know, it's like we just like the conversation about it. And I think that's the thing. Like when we're putting this out to start the conversation, we're not just putting it out to like tell you how it is or, you know, have you just be listening to us. We want it to be a two-way thing. So hopefully we can continue to do that with you. And, you know, we appreciate y'all checking in on us and poking and prodding and being like, yo, when's the show coming back? Because it helps us, you know, like, we do it with each other, but we also know we all got a lot going on, so we don't do it as much as maybe somebody who's not involved with the show. And that's, you know, just the support that we need to keep it moving, and just really appreciative of that. So
yeah,
thank you for that.
Even in the Discord too, I feel like the fitted channels have been popping a little bit more lately. You've been, you know, I think it was Drew, he dropped a collection pick, you know, he had the tiered ones from like the black case that has the drop run over the top, and man, that was a dope picture. There's a lot of people in the Discord with a lot of fire fitteds, and I know it's mostly about sneakers, but I forget that some people have some pretty strong haggins in there, man.
Yeah, we're going to have to, I'm going to steal that picture from Drew and I'll tag him in it, but we're going to have to get Drew on the show one day because his collection is crazy. I know he pays attention to this stuff and is like, I mean, I'm jealous of the way he's able to organize his hats by color. Like I'm not an organized person, unfortunately. So I see that kind of stuff and I'm just like, man, I would love to be able to do that. But like my mind doesn't, like, I don't even have
you're a busy man. You know, it's not always easy.
Yeah. I feel like, man, if I could do that, it would be amazing. But I just like my brain doesn't work that way either. My brain is just like, you know what? I got other stuff to do. Let me go do this. Yeah, so
priorities, right?
But yeah, 100% right. Channel's been popping. You know, I got the feed going again, so the new releases are flowing in there, so you can check out the new stuff. But yeah, like let's talk about what's on your head, man. I see we both got some new stuff on the dome tonight. So
had to do it. After taking a break, you know, it's like you got to start pulling out the new stuff. This was another hat from my Marlene's closet shopping. This is the Oxpack Outcast, the AT Aliens. This is one I've wanted for a long time. And, you know, she doesn't wear her hats a whole lot. So, like I said, when I went to go see her, I grabbed some stuff. It's a little snug. You know, it's not exactly the size I need, but it fits. So, threw it on. I don't know, I don't know what side patch that is. One of the inaugural season.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just like the green just pops on it too. I don't really have a whole lot of stuff to match it, but you know, I figure something out.
Yeah. Those ox packs, man, like there's so many of them that I think about like, man, I should have probably just grabbed that. You know, like I don't really wear other teams very often. You know, it's like Giants, A's, and anybody else local, and then like pretty much that's about it. I have a handful of other like teams just that like came, you know, from somewhere or another, but there's so many good ones in that Ox pack. Shout out to Hat Club for that one.
Yeah. That one's a classic. Cool job. That's a classic.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we talked about this maybe off air last time. I got the West Side Love fitted. This is like the new, like it's not a new era. It's actually West Side Love branded. Got their patch on the one side, got their little logo here, I think. Got the little logo in the back there too. So this is the first time wearing the West Side Love fitted. And I gotta say, like, I don't know if Jordan's listening to the show or whatnot, but man, he killed it. Like it feels so much like a new era, and that's so rare because like, you know, you get any of the other brands and look, I will make every hat fit, but like the sizing and like the feel of the band is something that like you can't, I don't know, like nobody touches the new era. And maybe it's just because I'm used to wearing them for so long now, but all the other brands, you know, like I've got a bunch of Mitchell and Ness hats, right? Like a lot of Kings hats that I have are Mitchell and Ness. They just don't quite fit the same way. You know, like I don't know how to explain the difference, but like they're just a little bit different, you know, and 47 brand, I got a bunch of 47 brand stuff. They make good stuff. And like, it's just a matter of like, I can't always trust that like, if I get an 8 from those brands, that is going to fit the way I want it to. And I feel like with New Era, almost every time, you know, it's spot on. And like this West Side Love fit is like, it's perfect, man. It's like, I'm stoked to have it. So yeah, shout out to those guys to Jordan and West Side Love for, you know, going out on a limb and creating their own. So now instead of all you dudes that are wearing the Washington Nationals fitted for the W, you know, you could get a West Side Love hat.
I'm gonna have to do that because I feel attacked.
Actually, somebody from California making it. You know, so
I didn't know they put side patches on their hats either. That's
yeah. He's got a few of them. I don't know if you can see this one.
But oh yeah, yeah, no, that's showing up good now.
I'm going to try to do some more shots on the Instagram too, and just, you know, showcase some of the stuff because I've been buying their hats for a really long time, and I've got like pretty good number of them. But like the expansion of the brand, you know, they've got like a version of the California Bear that they use as side patches. Actually, hold on, you could see this real quick.
You know, one more thing too that you were saying about the other brands and stuff. Like I was going to say the same thing, especially about like the 47 hats. Like, ooh, hold on. See, that looks so much better than the typical like California Republic generic bear. Like, not trying to throw any shade or anything, but like, but yeah, like with the 47 stuff, it's like they have so many like designs and like, a lot of their hats look really good to me, but part of it to me is like the shape of the brim is kind of like squared off a little bit more. And even with like the Mitchell and Ness hats, I can't get it. I don't bend them a lot, but I feel like they just, something about the bill structure just, it doesn't fit my head right. And I don't know if it works for other people, but it's just like, it's kind of disappointing when I see hats that I want, but I know that I'm not going to wear it because of the way it fits.
Yeah. For me, it feels like it's almost like more boxy, but also stubbier in a way.
Exactly.
So it's just like not quite the same. And, you know, there's so many variations out there, but like, I think like just in general, like, you know, we're all comfortable with that new era fit, whether we like it or not, you know? But I also like, you know, especially summertime, I end up wearing my hats backwards a lot. And just like, so like now's the time where I'm going to mix it up and probably rock some of those hats that I might not have worn, you know, otherwise. Cause usually it's like, I still buy them, but like for, I think it's the Mitchell and Ness Kings hats that I've been picking up recently. I probably got like four or five of them in the last year, and all of them like were like, I got them as eights, but man, they were like 7 7/8, you know, they were like really snug. So like, I've got a hat stretcher, I'm going to stretch them out. But, yeah, you know, I don't know. Like, I would love to know for those that are watching or listening, like if everybody has that same experience, like, are you particular about the brands you're wearing? Is there like a style from that brand that you wear? You know, like a lot of people, especially like, I know it's not very common out here on the West Coast, but like on the East Coast, like low crowns are like pretty hot, right? Like, you know, you always see those, like, I think like, what was it? Kith did some, and you see like, some of those, it's like, it's almost like that. I don't know, like that Boston Red Sox look, like, I don't know. That's the one that comes to mind for
like
me.
The low profile ones, right? That's the, like farther down has like the deeper crown of the hat.
Yeah. And you know, for me, like I just got a big ass head, so that just really doesn't work anyway. But, yeah, I'm curious what the audience thinks about that one, or you know, about the brands and stuff, because we definitely are pretty particular about it. I think
I'm hoping the Mitchell and S that I got you fit. Hopefully, it's not too small. The ones I've had for the past 8 months.
Well, yeah, I know, and I still got to get you that Jordan 3 thing that I have for you. But yeah, like I mean, I also cut my hair, so like now it's like it should fit better anyway. But like, you know, like I'm used to stretching hats because I'm always somewhere in that in between range. Most of the stuff I buy now, like all the stuff I buy now is an eight, but like there's definitely hats where I'm like, I need that bad enough. I'm going to buy the 7 7/8 and stretch it. You know, like
sometimes you got to do it.
Yeah. And those are the ones that I'm like, oh, okay. I wore it maybe once or twice and then it starts getting too tight and I gotta stretch it again. So it sits on the shelf for a while because I don't do that right away. But so this episode, we want to get into, I know we've been rambling, but we want to get into some new release stuff. Before we do that, I think, let's do like a new pickup before we do that. And then, we'll wrap it up with kicks and fits at the end.
All right. Another one of my pickups from the girlfriend's closet. I almost bought this when it first came out, but I decided to pass on. This is from Sports World. 50th anniversary patch has like the olive print and it has like that, it's like a rose gold, like metallic stitching. I don't think it's really picking it up too well, but
that's dope though.
Yeah, this is like one of the first ones I grabbed at her container. If you're not gonna wear it, I'm gonna wear it because it's fire. I really like that one. And yeah, Sports World, I'm 99% sure that's where it's from.
Yeah, I don't think I've actually ordered anything from Sports World, but there's definitely a lot of stuff on the site that I see regularly where I'm like, damn, probably should pick that up. So we'll see. I'll have to keep an eye out.
They were getting bought. They still sell
through a lot of their stuff, right?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, I've seen some stuff. So I haven't looked like super closely lately, but before there were times like even, you know, that Fernet hat that I tried to help Dex with, dude, like it literally sold out before it even hit the time of the drop. It was like a 4 p.m. drop, and like at 3:59, I refreshed the page and they were gone already. So it's, I think they were having some serious pot issues around that time.
Yeah. Yeah. And it seems like that's kind of backed off. We'll talk a little bit about more of that in a bit, but, I'm going to just jump right in full fledged. I got three pickups, but like, this is kind of how I do pickups when I see sales. So, I got the, Giants with a 61 All-Star. I believe this one, all three of these came from Hat Heaven. They were all on sale at Hat Heaven. So I paid about $24.95, something like that.
Ooh, that's it.
World Series 2012 side patch Giants hat. I never got this one the first time when they won this 2012 World Series, because I always bought the like world champion ones. Mm-hmm. And then also picked up the World Series 2010, the orange bill, white guts. So shout out to Dexter. Couldn't make it tonight, but he'll be back with us soon. But yeah, baseball season, summertime. My sweaty ass is going to burn through a couple of Giants hats, so I always got to make sure there's backups in the rotation, you know?
Yeah. I feel like they've been using those two side patches a lot more. Like, there was a stretch where they weren't using, like, the 2010 and the 2012, but I've been seeing a lot more of those. It's nice. Yeah, it's, like, refreshing, you know what I mean, to see ones than the typical ones you're seeing all the time.
Yeah, it's like one of those things, too. Like, there's obviously, as a Giants fan, there's a lot of nostalgia with it, so it's kind of like, it's like, been long enough to where you want it, but like it doesn't feel like it's old because they haven't been using it all the time, right? It's kind of that's like the 84 patch. Like, I love that 84 All-Star game patch, but I'm kind of tired of seeing it. It's been on everything recently, right? So it's like, okay, like put that back away for a while, find something different, you know. Hopefully people think that way too, but you know, you never know.
Yeah, they got to put it in the vault for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. You got another one, or are you?
My other one is a new pickup. I'm saving it for the kicks and fists, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
This one is so, new too. I mean, new to me. So.
Yeah. So the releases I wanted to talk about. Actually, I'm going to let you start out because you looked at some of the new releases. So, like, you could start us off, and then I'll jump in with this other. This Birmingham Barons hat that, like, man, I'm bummed that I missed it.
I am perplexed by that one, but I'll save that one for you. The first one I was going to talk about, it already dropped. It dropped on the 31st. It was the Hat Club. It was those black ice ones. They were the all black with like that lighter metallic blue color. I feel like I haven't seen too many like full collections from them lately, or. You know, I haven't been actively looking and stuff, but it hasn't, like, you know, just came across my timeline. But, you know, where they would do the 20 to 30 packs, like the full on collections dropping. So that was the most recent one that I saw. And they're good looking hats. I definitely like those. Tomorrow, Hat Club is dropping the Lightning Pack. It's only four or five hats, but. I don't know if you have it pulled up or anything, but the one that really caught my eye was that Tigers one. The Tigers one was really nice to me. And, there's one from Sports World that dropped today. They're two-tone gray brims, but the one that really stuck out to me is they have a Mets hat, and it has the Mr. Met on it, but he's swinging a baseball bat, too. And I don't think I've ever seen that logo before. So, yeah, that interesting. That one. The other one I wanted to touch on because they look really cool to me was the capsule. They have like a 90s vintage jersey script, and they're all of them but one are like a hot pink, like a really bright pink with a like a graphite or slate brim on them. And it has the writing. It has, you know, the name and the script across the top. Mm-hmm. But it has those like lines, like not in stripes, but they have like the lines that go across the top right here and across the bottom of the name. And it's like the title, it's like that real 90s throwback. Yeah. Look. So those definitely look nice to me. They have one that's blue instead of the pink. I think it was Astros. Yeah. Astros.
Yeah, that I don't know if I would wear that, but I like the way they look. Like, you know, I'm so particular about like even the brighter colors. I just don't end up wearing them.
Mm-hmm.
But man, looking at that Mets from Sports World with a swinging Mr. Met is really dope.
Oh, you got that logo. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never seen that logo.
But yeah, it's super dope. It says it's a 2023 Old Timers Day hat. So I wonder if it's actually if they actually partnered with the Mets for it. I mean, obviously they have to license it through the Mets to be able to use their logos and stuff, but kind of makes me wonder if like there's an actual, if they're doing hats for the actual like Old Timers Day event. It sounds like it could be the case, but yeah, that's a super dope one. Well, I'll put images up of this one so you guys can see it, but super dope. I think the other thing that you mentioned about, you know, Hat Club, but basically everybody, you know, the game is slowing down a little bit. So it's actually smart to, you know, I'm glad to see the brands backing off on those massive collections, just because obviously like if there's not enough interest to sell through the stuff that you've got, you know, you don't want to be getting stuck with a bunch of product that you can't sell, you know, especially if margins are tight and you have to sell for a certain amount, right? You don't want to be discounting it too much and taking a loss on it. But I have to say though, like for as much like as it feels like people have slowed down on the hat purchasing, like the companies are still making some really dope stuff in like, you know, like just like in those not in smaller, you know, pull back, you know, like you said, four hats in a drop or six hats in a drop, not the like, here's 20, you know, Oxpack releases and we're going to do 20 hat series type things. Mm-hmm. But
it's like they're more collection, obviously more packs instead of collections. Like before they used to draw exactly those huge collections. Yep. And that, like you said, you get those like four or five hat packs and kind of scale down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. Like it's a good time to, you know, like for me, like I'm stoked because like I've been picking up stuff, you know, for 20, 30 bucks and, you know, look, I get that like things cost more nowadays than they used to, but like hats at 20 or 30 bucks all day for me, regardless of, you know, like how much cool stuff comes out at 60 plus or whatever, 50 plus, whatever, like it's hard to spend that much money every single time. And it's one of those things too, where like you kind of like hit a cap as to where, like how much you want, how many of particular color you need, right? Like I'm wearing like 95% Giants hats, you know, maybe 90% Giants hats and 10% A's hats or something like that, you know, Kings hats occasionally, but I shouldn't say that because I wear Sharks hats all the time too and River Cats.
So you mix it anyway, up a little bit.
I do, but it's all like local sports teams, right? Like, and West Side Love stuff, like basically California.
Nothing wrong with that, except for Dodgers, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, my team allegiance is definitely stopped, you know, basically about Monterey. So, but yeah, it's interesting, and it's just a good, you know, like. It's tough times for the companies probably, but it's a good time for the consumers to be scooping up some cool stuff and adding to the collection and diversifying. So, but that said, I want to talk about this one hat because there's an interesting twist to it, and I'll put it up on the screen for everybody. But this place is called So Fresh Clothing. Turns out that they're up in Santa Cruz, which is only about 40 minutes from me and maybe like an hour from Keith. But they did a new era Birmingham Barons fitted. It's green, black bill, and they have a super dope 20 years patch on the side of it. You know, Birmingham Barons for me personally was always a big deal because Michael Jordan played there. You know, it was like as a kid growing up, like that's who you were looking at. And it like was the first time like I think a minor league team got put on the map in a, you know, in a major way. Shout out to E40. But The interesting thing about this hat is that the description says, well, not the description, the title says new era scented Birmingham Barons fitted. So it sold out before I could get it. I didn't see it until later in the day today, but I'm wondering if anybody got it, what that scented means, or if, you know, So Fresh Clothing happens to listen to the show or watch the show, what does that mean? Is it actually scented? Like, is this like a scratch and sniff hat or something? Like, I mean, if that's the case, then we might be on to like a whole new world of hats, because I mean, you could go crazy with these stories now.
See,
what do you think about this one, Keith?
I like it. I mean, it would be weird though, like if you were walking by someone, I mean, maybe like depending on what the scent is, like if you were anywhere in the vicinity of their head and like, dude, why does your head smell like that? It's like from your ass, like kind of weird. Like, is it barren scented? Or like, is it just like, you know, those little trees that hang in your car? I mean, it's a dope hat. Like, it looks super cool. I mean, I'm almost curious if they just put that in there as like something to be intriguing. I mean, if that was the case, it obviously worked because it sold out pretty quick, it looked like. But yeah, like,
yeah,
we got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, I guess too, like, I gotta wonder if, you know, like, if I've got my platinum Chanel on, you know, I can't be having my smells getting mixed up, you know, like
that's not the way to do it.
It's a risk, but hey, if you got a way to like, I don't know, if you got the right, you know, the right mix can go a long way. So I don't want to knock it until I actually see it, experience it, smell it myself. But, yeah, I'm wondering if it's just a catch to get everybody to buy it or not. I mean, I'd hate to hear that, to be honest. Like, I'd rather have it just be like dipped in some sort of crazy scent and like be ridiculously scented than to have it just be a gimmick, right?
Yeah. But you gotta be careful though, because like, I mean, if this becomes a trend and like you're gonna go into like your hat collection, then it's gonna smell like the cologne closet can do from Anchorman or something. You got all these different scents all mixed up. So I would want to get one just out of curiosity, but I would probably try to keep, you know, the total number of scented hats down to a minimum, no matter what they smell like.
Yeah, man, you're gonna have to get like a different sneaker thrown for the scented ones to be live separately.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Oh man, all right, we're about out of time. So you wanna. Start us off with kicks and fits to get us out of here?
Yes, I do. I'm because my memory is so terrible, I know I just realized that I thought this was a new pickup, but I showed off this new pickup last week. This was that Expos that I found at Liz for like $25.
Yeah, that's a great color.
But I realized that
Yeah.
So
that's good, man.
It's getting hard because I'm like, I don't buy sneakers as much anymore, you know, that rent, you know, life is expensive, especially here in the Bay Area. So it's like, I'm going to start having to go through the second cycle of all of the sneakers that I've showed off and figure out another hat for them all. So I apologize if you guys start seeing the same sneakers over and over again, but you know,
hey man, that's how it works. if people don't understand that, then they're not really about that life.
I mean,
there's no way that people are wearing a new hat and a new pair of shoes every single day.
You know,
like that's
if we get a couple sponsors or if anyone wants to donate, you know what I mean? If anyone wants to buy me a new pair of kicks for every episode, I am more than willing.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. We get some sponsors and we'll start getting some more new combinations for everybody. I've actually been sitting on this one for a while. And because of that, I kind of buried the box. I made Keith wait like a half hour for me to get on to record tonight because I was looking for these damn shoes.
You found them?
But I found them.
Yes.
So kicks. I'm going kicks first. These are the ASICS Kith Gel Light 3s, the super yellows. Nice. This is supposed to be like a reimagined or you know, like a redone version of the Gel Light 3. But I've always been a fan of this shoe. Like, honestly, like I've been a fan of Kith for a really long time. I got stories that go way back. I've known Ronnie for a long time, but not that in a sense that we'd stay in touch, but like we did some stuff together years and years and years ago when I first got into the sneaker game and he was at David Z. And if you know that, you should be listening to the Sneaker History Podcast because that's old school. But I gotta support the A's again. Because, you know, we've got like this whole drama filled A's going to Vegas BS going on. And I figure what better way than to, you know, have a little yellow going on, this is, I think, a Hat Heaven pickup, another one. Got the Battle of the Babe on the side.
That's beautiful.
Black Guts, gray underbill.
Those yellows are perfect too.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
So I've never owned a pair of gel light freeze. What does that split tongue feel like? Because it, like, when I see it, it's just like, oh, I don't know if I can do it. Does it feel any different than like a regular tongue?
Honestly, you don't really notice a difference. I think the thing about the Gel Light 3 that you got to be particular about, and you got to go try a pair on, to be honest, or at least get one that you can return, because depending on how wide your foot is and how you like to lace your shoes, like I had a couple of pairs where this like overlapped and kind of like looked all awkward like that, right? So like you want it to be like the perfect fit and you want it to kind of close together, you know, and then, you know, assuming your foot's in there, closes together and it looks pretty, like, you know, looks pretty, you know.
So that aesthetically square pleasing, up, let's like, say. Right? I mean, if you have it done, right, there's not like a big wide gap. Like you said, they don't overlap as long as it's laced correctly and they're the right size and stuff.
Yeah, and it just depends, right? Because like I'm like a 13, mm-hmm. but like I can squeeze like a 12, 12 and a half. But the Gel Light 3, I would never wear a 12, 12 and a half because it pushes it open a little too mm-hmm. far and it just doesn't look right to me. Especially, you know, depending on your foot too, like you might even be seeing your sock in the middle of your shoe, which just looks weird.
No.
But I think like in terms of like comfort, in terms of like, if you get the size that's right and it closes together properly, you know, like it's up there with like a, you know, like a older, you know, Nike running shoe, older Adidas or Ace or, you know, Adidas or like I wear a lot of Saucony's from this era, like the 80s, early 80s or late 80s, early 90s kind of shoes. And the cushioning is pretty solid, but like they're also like super padded, like compared to like a lot of the, you know, I think of them as like an Air Max 1, right? Like they're just like a lot of cushion on the inside here. So, or not cushion, but like padding around the collar. But yeah, I think it's a super dope shoe. I mean, I definitely, you know, particular to the colorways and the stories that like this one, you know, like that super line from Kith and Ronnie Fieg has been a thing for a long time. And I've gotten a couple of them over the years, but I really like this one and figured, you know, goes good with an Ace hat. So
definitely does.
Gives me a good reason to rock them. So
there you go.
But yeah, man, I mean, I think that's about it for us this episode. Before we get out of here, why don't you let everybody know how they can find you outside of the show?
You could find me at Keep a Sneak, 2Ks at the end, pretty much all the normal social media platforms. I'm also in the Sneaker History Discord more lately than I was when I took a little brief hiatus. Don't forget to follow Dexter too at Smooth as Eggs on every social media platform.
Yes, sir. And you can follow at Crown and Stitch everywhere. You can get into the Discord for free. It'll be the first link in the description wherever you're listening or watching to this. You can find me at Nick Engvall on all the platforms. And that's about it. Thanks for watching, listening, rocking with us. We appreciate you. Peace.
Later, guys.